今日选读经文是约翰福音第十七章第十三至二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from John chapter 17, verses 13 to 21.
我用企业方式来读，先用中文读，由英文读出。
We'll first read this responsively, first in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音第十七章十三至二十一节。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐，道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离这恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你一道就是真理。人差我到世上，也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们因他真理成圣。但但要这人祈求，并求他们的信，使他们合二为一，正如你父在我里面，我父我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
John chapter 17 verse 13. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. And not only for these disciples, but also for all who ever believe in me through the message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
人祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
有个题目先话正道，题目系更多关于耶稣为宣教使命的祈祷。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message today is More on Jesus' Prayer for Mission.
Let us pray.
大家有祈祷。
Lord, can you help our unbelief this morning, to trust your word? We know that takes your supernatural grace to do that.
我知道是需要你特别的恩典去帮助我们。
So touch each heart here that they may hear your word.
主求你开我们的心，让我们今天的早上能够听你的话语。
That not only would it be processed in their mind, but reach the core of their being, their heart.
唔单止系头脑上嘅听到，而系心入边都能够去明白。
And may we honor and glorify you as we proclaim the name of Jesus.
让我哋去宣教你嘅话语嘅时候，主求你都系祝福。
We ask all of that in His precious name. Amen.
我咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, if you were with us a couple of weeks ago, we looked at this very famous passage in the scriptures.John 17.
如果去过几个星期你同我哋一起嘅时候，我哋都有睇到呢个嘅约翰福音第十七章。
And if you recall, we talked about the mission which is the very essence of being a Christian.
我就喺度就话呢个嘅讲到呢个宣教嘅使命系我作为基督徒好重要嘅一门。
In fact, you can say, and I think this is not a misnomer, that mission is the essence of life.
而我真好明白就系话，我哋去做呢个宣教呢个使命系我哋作为基督徒嘅一部分。
In other words, it's not a department in the church.
唔系话特别话喺教会嘅其中一部分一个嘅嘅一啲人去做。
God's mission is not just for a special group of Christians.
神叫我们去做一个宣教使命，不是只是给一班的话，只是一个宣教士去做。
As you just read in verse 20, Jesus calls all believers to mission.
你刚才看到就是这个第十七章的二十节讲到就是主耶稣基督去叫说信他的人去做，不是只是一个或者两个人。
Now we've already seen the need and the reason for mission.
我哋过去已经睇过就话我哋做个咩需要点解我哋要做呢个宣教嘅使命。
And last time we also discovered some of the balance that we must strike in our lives to do Christian mission.
而亦都系话我过去睇就话我哋生命当中点样去平衡，我哋需要嘅去明白去做呢个宣教呢个使命。
And so this sermon is the last of the series on John 17. It's to continue to develop that principle of balance that you need in your life to strive for Christian mission.
所以我哋要继续去留意，继续去睇到呢个第十七章，就话我点样嘅喺我生命当中嘅平衡，去帮助我哋去做一个宣教呢个使命。
But not only do you need the balance, you need the strength, you need the power to do Christian mission.
咁唔单止我需要去明白呢个嘅生命呢个平衡，亦都系需要就话我点样能够得到呢个能力去做到呢个宣教嘅使命。
And so as you see on slide 2, Jesus gives us a kind of strategic secret here. Strike a balance.
你所以喺呢、这个睇到呢、这个图睇就话我需要嘅第一样就话有咩特别呢，我需要去搵呢个生命当中嘅平衡。
I think it's accurate to say that all of us, every human being,on this earth wants to be a part of something, wants to do something that for good.
我作为每一个人，我想都想话喺有喺做啲嘅好嘅嘢。
And so we want to see change for the better in life in general.
我好普通嚟，好普遍嚟讲就话，我想去见到呢个世界都系变成好嘅。
I think that would include Christians and non-Christians.
所以无论是基督徒或者非基督徒都是会想到说希望这个世界这个地方会变得更加好。
Right? Who doesn't want to see the crime rate to go down, right?
就说哪一个不想见到说这个社会 的罪案会降低呢？
Which one of us doesn't want to see the injustice of the world being eliminated?
哪个不想见到就说呢犯罪的人呢得到这个惩罚呢？
We all, every single one of us want more human flourishing.
我们每个人都想就见到人每个人都能够去有成功。
We want to have a better community to live in for the good of all.
我们都想见到这个社区都是变得越来越好。
So why is it that we don't do a good job of it?
但为什么说我们不能够做好好的工作呢？
Well, Jesus gives the answer as he's praying to God the Father.
耶稣基督就是这样说了。
Again, let me emphasize, these are Jesus, one of these last words of Jesus, because he's going to the cross to die very shortly.
因为就是耶稣基督去上这个十字架之前的这个说话。
The reason you and I don't see more of that happening for change, for good, is we're either too much of or too much out of the world.
我们见不到，我们做不到这个社区这个地方更加好，变得好。为什么？因为我们作为人，一是太过融入这个世界，一是就太过脱离这个世界。
And I hope you agree with me, this is actually a remarkable insight of Jesus. He says, we're too much out of the world, that's not into the world, as he says we're called to do in verse 18 to 20.
耶稣基督他说就说我们太过离开这个世界，不是去融入这个世界。
Or, we're too much of the world.In other words, it has enticed us to live just for the benefits of the world.
一是就太过融合这个社会，一是就太过离开这个社会。
So as you'll see on slide 3, why aren't we more effective in our witness for Christ in word and deed. Why? Why is that?
所以为什么我们不能够好个好好的方法去做一个社会的当中做见证呢？
Well, as we touched on already last time, it's because we lack gospel holiness.
我上次讲的就是因为我们自己作为基督徒缺乏了这个福音的恩典。
And if you were paying attention as we read the text, you'll know that we're not into the world then.
就说,原来我们生命当中每一个福音的时候,我们融入不到这个世界。
You see, we're either, as I said, of the world or out of the world, but not, as Jesus wants us to, be into the world.
就说我们太过恋爱这个世界,或者我们太过离开这个世界,而不是耶稣基督所讲的,我们将我们的生命去入世。
And those extremes, according to Jesus, in this prayer, are not in line with God's will, if you're out of the world or of the world.
都是用耶稣基督的说话来讲的话,让我们生命完全脱离这个世界,或者我们太过恋爱这个世界的时候,我们不能够在这个世界当中去做好的见证。
But I hope you see, and I hope the Holy Spirit teaches you well, in John 17, we are called to be into the world.
所以在这个第十七章的约翰福音,让我们学习就是说,我们怎样去入世。
Now in community, word and deed, everything we do is to try to get the world to do what? To believe in Jesus' mission.
作为基督徒的,我们希望就是说,我们入这个世界,入这个社区,希望每个人都能够相信主耶稣基督。
And Jesus' mission can be put simply. He was not just born, right? He was sent. He was sent into the world. That's his mission. He was sent into the world.
耶稣基督他自己的使命是什么?他不是说
Jesus was not just a great man born into the world to teach people how to love one another.
耶稣基督不单只是说来到这个世界,这个出世,去教人家怎样去爱神。
No, the Bible clearly states Jesus was sent into the world.
圣经很清楚说,耶稣基督是被差遣到这个世界。
He's the very Son of God from the kingdom of heaven, sent on a mission.
他是从天上,是从这个天堂被差遣来到这个世上。
So what's the big deal? Why is that so important for you?
为什么这么重要去明白这件事呢?
Well, the gospel is so sweeping in its impact.
因为圣经的福音里面当中,一个好复杂,好像很复杂的福音,其实很广泛。
Just think of for a moment. The gospel, in contrast with all the other religions of the world, including secularism.
我们看基督教,跟其他宗教怎么不同?
If you compare the gospel with every other religion of the world, the gospel is far more optimistic than any other religion in the world.
如果你将基督教跟其他宗教相比的时候,你看基督教好像很乐观性去看。
Yet at the same time, the gospel, in contrast with secularism in the world, is far more pessimistic.
但让你将这个福音去跟这个世界的世界观去看的时候,这个福音好像很悲观一样。
You know people who are of other religions that are your friends?
你知道我们要跟其他人去分享。
How do they actually look at life when you talk to them?
让你跟其他人分享的时候,多少人其实真的会去看你自己的生命呢?
What do most religious people say the purpose of religion is?
究竟大部分的人去看就说,究竟这个生命的意义是什么呢?
It's to escape. Escape this world.
大部分的人,未相信主的人都会觉得,人是需要去逃避,逃离这个世界。
Every single religion except Christianity says, if you live a certain way, someday you go to heaven.
也就说, 若然你是过得一个好的生活的时候,终有一天你会去到这个天堂。
Someday you go back to the all soul.
其他宗教会说,有一天终日你会上天堂,终有一天会去到一个地方,大家都是同一班的灵魂。
In the meantime, you're here. So get God's blessing.
所以在中间这个时候,我们一起在这里,这个世界了。
When you're here, every other religion says you have a more peaceful life and you can handle life then.
其他宗教就说,我们需要活着这样的世界。
So the purpose of most of the other religions in the world is to what? escape the world.
即係其他嘅宗教，普通嘅宗教去睇就話點樣，我點樣去睇人嘅生命咧？就係最終點樣去脱離呢個嘅痛苦嘅世界。
That's a very negative view of the world.
所以其實係睇到話其他嘅宗教睇到就係一個好負面性嘅睇人嘅生命。
That represents a view that says this world is kind of bad.
就睇就話呢個世界其實係唔好。
You know, it's kind of hard. You're going to have to get some strength.
这个世界呢就很困难又很困苦的，我需要有能力。
And you get some strength from the religion and then you go to paradise.
就希望呢在一个这么痛苦的世界呢，我们能够最后呢得到一个解放了，我们就去到一个天堂了。
Because eventually we get all past this stuff.
因为呢去到最后呢就会去脱离了这个所有的痛苦。
Or other world will say this is an illusion. This is all illusion.
有些人会觉得就说你这样想所说的相信好像很幻觉。
They say this world isn't important.
说这个世界其实不重要。
This world is a place where you just sort of connect. You go on and live and then you go escape.
这个世界呢当中这个世界只是在天堂和中间 是一个间接的地方来的。
That's what most of the major religions of the world teach.
这就是大部分的其他的宗教去这样教导人。
On the other hand, look at what secular people believe.
但是若然我看另一方面，这个世界观又怎么看呢？
You ever talk to the secular people of the world, especially those who are in power?
但你有没有看到譬如说你跟这些世界观的人去怎么去讲解人的生命呢？
Secularism promotes naivete, optimism.
他们呢就很乐观去看。
Secularism says, we can make this world a better place.
好世界观的人去睇，即系无神论等人就觉得话，我哋能够将呢个世界变得更加好。
If we just pull together, if we just love one another, educate, then we can make this world better.
就若然我哋大家能够一齐去做好嘅，我哋一齐大家都系好嘅时候咧，世界就会好啦。
You see the contrast to Christianity? Christianity is more sweeping than that.
但系睇唔到就话，就算你点样其他宗教同埋呢个世界观点样去睇。然后就话，基督教其实好广泛去睇到人嘅生命。
To secular people, it says, "Please, please listen. There is something radically wrong on all levels of life."
呢个世界观人睇就话，无论喺人嘅生命当中，无论边个层面都系有问题。
The world, the universe is broken.
呢个世界系破碎嘅。
Physically, there's death. It's not supposed to be.
呢个世界系有死亡。
Our biggest problem is death, disease, decay, crumbling.
这个世界最大的问题就是说有这个破坏，有这个死亡，有这个痛苦。
Everything falls apart.
每样东西都是会破碎。
Not only physically, socially.
无论是生命当中，人的生命当中，或者是社会性的当中，人的关系当中都会有破碎。
Why is it we're at each other's throats all the time, ready to strangle one another?
应该是人与人当中互相的去谴责呢？
Look at all the injustices. Oh, you know, the injustices, right? To squash people.
看到这个世界当中充满着一个不公平。
Look at conflict, division, violence.
看到这个世界当中充满着这个战争，充满着这个争斗。
And even mention the psychological emptiness, the brokenness, right?
更加的就是人的生命当中的内心里面的心理上当中都有一个空虚。
Something missing.You gotta tell those folks that you know that are into secularism, there's something missing.
我人的生命当中是空虚的。
There's an inner disintegration going on.
在人的生命当中是其实内面立场当中是不断的是。
And tell your friends technology is not gonna help.
我人的生命人的社会这个所有的智慧是不能够帮助到我们。
Volunteerism isn't gonna help.
我们呢去自愿的去参加一些东西去帮助自己的帮助不到。
Because there's something radically wrong at all levels of life.
人的生命在不同的层面都是有问题。
The world is much more deeply broken than what secular people want to admit.
但是就是说我们在以世界观来看就是说我们人的生命 是充满着破碎。
Yet on the other hand, the gospel says that other religions of the worldThe other religions of the world, that God loves this world, that he made body and soul, right? It's not just escapism.
但福音就告诉其他的宗教去看就说神是爱这个世界， 神是做这个身体有一个灵魂。
Why is it that people have died over the fact of the doctrine that Jesus is fully God, fully man?
为什么要去解释就说耶稣基督是一个完全的人也是完全的神。
That Jesus physically resurrected from the dead.
耶稣基督 是三天后是死后复活。
It's because he's in the restoration business. He's in the renewal business. He's in the redeeming business of the world.
因为耶稣基督是去拯救这个世人。
That's his mission. It includes body and soul. He's renewing all things.
因为这个就是耶稣基督的使命，就是去拯救人。
It's so apparent in the Old and New Testament in so many passages.
所以在无论是旧约、新约当中都有讲到。
The world is broken because of sin, because of us.
这个社会是破碎是因为着罪。
And sin in a nutshell, of course there are very nuanced, sin is a very complicated term, but in essence, sin is saying, no thank you God, no thank you, I can do life myself, I don't need your word, I don't need you.
而罪就叫我们告诉我们就说我们不需要神，我们不需要神去帮助我们，我们不要神。
Then you look at the world.And how distorted and broken it is.
但这个世界其实充满着这个破碎。
But the good news that we have, that we need to tell others, is God will not abandon the world.
但是我们作为基督徒的就是说将这个福音去带到其他人。这个福音就告诉我们就说耶稣基督神是没有脱离，没有抌低我们。
And God is not just going to save people out of the world, he's in the renewal business.
神不单止是只是拯救我们，而是将这个世界去改变。
In fact, he says he's making all things new.
神就说他将所有的这个世界去重新。
He's renewing the world. That's our mission too, to renew the world with him.
神是说要去重新这个世界，也都是我们这个人，我们作为基督徒的使命，去帮助去重新这个世界。
Read the prophets in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel.
我们看这个先知书，我们看这个以赛亚书、以西结书和耶利米书。
All of them say someday the Lord himself will come.
他全部都在讲到说有一天神会再回来。
They all say that. Someday the Lord himself, the king will come. He's going to heal. He's going to heal the physically broken.
这些先知书全部都在讲到说终有一天神会再一次回来去医治这个世界。
That's why we have hospitals. Christians start hospitals. We heal people.
为什么说地在这个世界上面有医院，为什么有医生就说因为 有给出这个医治。
But it doesn't stop at the physical, right? He's going to heal the socially broken too.
所以不单止是医治人的身体，也都是医治人的内心。
You need to tell people that. He's not going to abandon the world.
我们作为基督徒需要去讲出这个福音，这个使命，就说神是会医治人。
He's going to rehab the world. You need to tell that to the religious,And the non-religious.
我们需要的去讲解同人家宣讲就是说神是会医治这个世界，会重生这个世界。
So when you become a Christian, how does that happen?
So 我们作为基督徒的怎样去做呢？
You practice daily repentance and faith.
所以我们作为基督徒我怎样去做呢？就是说我需要每一天的要去悔改，每一天的去练习怎样去宣解宣告这个使命。
What does that mean?You conform yourself to the pattern of his mission by repenting and believing.
有什么意思？意思就是说将你的生命是融合配合这个使命 的生命。
Or to put it another way that the scriptures describes it, you conform yourself to the way of the cross.
也就是意思就是说将我们的生命去符合这个我们要称得起这个十字架。
You say to yourself, life is not my freedom. It's not about me.It's not about my power.
我们会去讲话，我们的生命不是只是说讲到这个自由，我们生命的不是只是为着我自己的能力。
I confess, I admit that I've gone against the Lord, that I'm a sinner.
我们需要去宣讲，就是我们要讲到我自己都要 去悔改，我们需要我们自己，我们是一个罪人。
Repentance is a turning from your ways of living to God's ways of living.
我需要去悔改，就话将我哋嘅生命唔系为咗我哋自己而去活，而系为神而去活。
And so your worldview is different now. You have God's perspective of what the world's about. It's about His mission.
所以当我哋悔改嘅时候，我哋能够明白，我哋为着活着嘅缘故系为着神。
And that's exactly the opposite the way the world works, right?
这就是完全同这个世界观的相反。
So when you conform yourself into that mission, into the pattern of the cross, you know what happens? In comes the kingdom of God.
就是将我们的生命去融合配合这个十字架的时候，我们的生命就会有改变。
And your very heart, the core of your being starts to heal.
而我自己内心里面的心也都开始有这个医治。
And once that healing occurs, then you go out. You go out, you're sent. You're sent by God. You turn to other people. You open your mouth. You open your heart to them.
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们自己已经有这个得到这个医治的时候，我们能够去改变我们的生命，去跟人宣讲，让这个宣讲告诉其他人知，别人都得到这个医治。
That means you're willing to listen. You're willing to listen to their stories.
所以我们会去听这个福音，人家都会听。
That's part of caring, right?
这个就是我们怎么去关顾别人。
And you begin to make yourself vulnerable.
当我们关顾别人的时候，我们会打开我们自己。
Because you're willing to talk. You're willing to do things for Christ, right?
因为我们会为基督而去做。
I'm not saying that's easy. In fact, it's frightening.
我们跟人家传福音，我们跟人家去讲解，不是一件易事，也其实是很困难的事。
Because some people are going to laugh at you.
为什么?
They're going to think some of them are in your face because this is New York. They're going to say you're a fool.
特别是纽约的时间，你跟人家传福音，你跟人家去讲解，人家反而可能会笑你。
And you're going to get shunned. And you might lose some friends. You might lose some relationships in your family too.
人家可能会笑你，人家可能会谴责你，亦都是可能在工作上，或者家庭上，或者朋友当中都会笑你。
Or the opposite might happen. You're going to get some people who are so happy that you're going to finally, somebody's listening to them, they're going to use you.
都可能相反的，有些人会觉得，喜欢听我说话了，你这么喜欢听我说话的，我就不断跟你说。
That's conforming to the pattern of Jesus' mission.
但我们作为基督徒，我们需要改变我们的生命，去融合，去做这个宣教的使命。
You're conforming your life to the pattern of the kingdom.
我们将我们的生命去改变，去融合这个神的国度。
You're willing, you're saying you're willing to pick up your cross and follow Jesus. You're conforming yourself to the pattern of the cross.
就说我们会去承认，我们会配合，我们会赞成，我们去背上十字架，我们去宣讲这个信息。
And miraculously, through you and your proclamation of the gospel, as God changes, touches people's lives, the kingdom comes more and more.
既然你是这样做到的时候，人会得到医治，人会听到，人会相信。
And we'll have a better place to live.
这样的时候，这个社会就更加好。
Because you'll start to see people believe, and you start to see people being healed.
因为你看到人开始去明白，人开始去相信，人开始去看到。
In fact, that'll be so encouraging that you won't just stop at individuals, but you'll look at groups of people, neighborhoods to change.
你做到的时候，你会得到一个好好嘅，你会觉得好开心。你唔单止系想同一个人去分享，你可能会同一班人分享，或者同一组人去分享。
And that you will make a part, be part of the restoration, whether it be brokenness in economics, socially, emotionally, spiritually.
所以你会好想同一啲人去分享，唔同嗰啲人可能喺呢个社会上、心理上或者系工作上有呢个嘅。 问题。
Of course, that takes sacrifice and commitment.
当然啦，你要系咁样去做呢个宣教嘅生命嘅时候，系需要好多嘅牺牲。
But your worldview has changed, right? It's not about you anymore. It's not about just your career and padding your resume and then fulfilling your dreams.
当然啦，让你咁样做嘅时候，你嘅人生嘅人生观系完全嘅转咗。你嘅人生观唔系只系为咗你自己，唔系为咗你嘅工作，唔系为咗你嘅生命。
No, you're undergoing the change. You're conforming to the pattern of Jesus' mission.
你的人生观会完全地去改变，因为你的生命已经变成配合这个基督，配合这个救恩。
Right? We talked about that last time too, right? Everything else is secondary. The mission comes first.
你会知道就觉得，明白就说，你的生命会将这个宣教使命摆第一。
And then you'll see through you, the kingdom comes.
你见就话透过你嘅工作，亦都系话将神嘅国度去扩张。
You'll see more and more healing around you. And this is going to go on until someday the Bible says the kingdom will completely come when Jesus comes back. And that's why Christians are excited about that. Because every tear will be wiped away.
And
all the disease and decay and death that you're trying to push back, right, will be over, will be done with.
所有的疾病,所有的痛苦都是挪开.
That's part of our goal, right? Jesus destroyed, conquered death, right?
这个就是我们最终的目标,就是耶稣基督能够去战胜这个死亡.
All social injustice will be gone.
所有的社会不公平会是没了.
All peoples will be united to one.
所有的人会联合.
That's the goal. Restoration, renewal, redemption.
这个就是我们去宣教的目标,就是将这个世界能够去合一.
And as verse 20 tells us, we're part of that. We're part of the mission of God.
而这个圣经告诉我们,我们作为基督徒的,我们是这个宣教使命的一部分.
Though imperfectly, that's what we do, what we do here in church.
这个就是我们作为基督徒的,我们在教会当中做的工作.
We preach the gospel. We try to get people to come to church, right?
我们去宣讲这个福音,去希望未信信的人能够听到这个福音.
We make the time to teach Christian doctrine.
我们会用时间去教这个福音的教导.
We exhort people to believe and trust in Jesus, who is and who he is and what he's done.
我们劝告,我们去讲解,给别人能够相信究竟耶稣基督是哪一位,他所做的一切.
We even feed people, right? Because Jesus fed people.
我们会喂养其他人.
We try to heal broken bodies, as I mentioned.
就算是破坏的身体,我们都会去帮助.
Because Jesus healed broken bodies.
因为耶稣基督去医治有破坏的身体.
Jesus says, your mission is to get the world to believe in my mission.
耶稣基督说,你的使命就是将这个世界去相信我的使命.
Jesus says, I'm coming back. The restoration will be complete when I come back.
耶稣基督说,主会再来,会再去重新这个世界.
And when you repent and believe in Jesus, the kingdom comes into your life.
若然你是相信的时候,这个使命都会变成你的使命.
But it doesn't stop there. You're swept up into God's mission.
所以就说,当我们相信的时候,不是只是说我们只是头脑上相信, 然后人会有改变,我们会是 神的使命带我们自己的使命当中.
That's what you're after. That's your purpose.
这就是我们作为基督徒的目标.
That's the reason mission is the essence of what it means to be a Christian.
所以就说这个就是我们去宣教我们这个使命就成为我们作为基督徒的一个重要的要门.
Of course you need a balance, right? Balance of proclamation of the word and balance of doing good deeds in light of that.
我们需要在生命当中有一个平衡.
And we preach the gospel, but we also live out the gospel, right?
我们不单只是去宣教,我们去宣讲这个福音,也都要去活出这个福音.
And that makes our lives purposeful, meaningful, eternally significant.
原来作为基督徒的,我们生命是有意义.
Jesus gives us himself for the restoration of his creation, right?
耶稣基督是给出他自己的生命活出来.
Jesus lives the perfect righteous life that we refuse to live.
耶稣基督是活出一个完全的完美的生命,是我们应该要活出的.
And his perfect righteousness is lived out for us.
他活出一个完全的完美的生命,是为了我们的缘故.
And his shed blood is poured out for the forgiveness of our sins against God and against others.
他流血的宝血,是为了我们的缘故.
And Jesus pays it all with his life in our place on the cross.
他为了他的宝血去披上这个代价,是让我们能够得到这个医治.
That's why the hymn writer can say all the hymn I owe.
所以圣经就告诉我们,我们是欠他,我们耶稣基督所做的一切,我们所欠的.
But with that being said, you're going to need a power source, right? You're going to need some type of infusion, power source to do that.
所以我们要做这个基督徒,这个宣教的使命,我们需要有什么能力去帮助到我们.
Right, it's fine that you see what mission is, but how is that going to happen?
我们知道,我们要去做这个宣教的使命, 但是从什么能力去帮助我们去做这个工作呢?
Where do you get the power? Where do you get the strength from?
我哋喺边个地方能够得到呢个嘅能力，去帮助到我哋，推使到我哋做呢个宣教使命呢
？Well, as you see on slide 4, this text is chock full of power sources, but I only have time for 3 of them.
啊，呢个嘅经文入边当中有讲过三个嘅地方系讲到呢个嘅能力，去帮助推动到我哋做呢个宣教使命。
First, there's confidence of kingdom authority.
第一个就系话佢讲到呢个各队嘅权柄。我喺个入边当中有个信心。
What John 17 is saying is just like the author Hebrews is saying in Hebrews 12.
希伯来书第十二章佢讲到
Hebrews 12, the writer is saying we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
希伯来书第十二章讲就话咧，我哋系接受呢个嘅国度，呢个国度咧不致动摇。
Let me put it another way. Look at verse 20 again.John 17.
我再睇个约翰福音第十七章二十节。
Jesus prays for not just his 12 disciples, right?
啊，耶稣咧，佢祈祷嘅时候唔单止系为到嗰十二个门徒。
He says, Father, I'm not just praying this prayer for the 12 disciples right here. I'm praying for all who will believe through their message.
啊，耶稣咧，佢祈祷嘅时候唔单止系为到嗰十二个门徒，但系话我系为到所有相信嘅人去祈祷。
Notice that Jesus in his prayer doesn't say that they might believe. He says they will believe.
耶稣基督话佢祈祷，佢讲嘅时候话，我唔系话希望佢哋能够相信，而系话佢哋会系去相信。
You faithfully proclaim in word and deed, they will believe.
就话若然你系去真心相信嘅时候，你系会去相信。
And what Jesus is saying is, my kingdom's coming.
原来咁嘅时候，我嘅国会来临。
You'll see the next power source on slide 5. Then there's experience of God's reality.
而第二个嘅能力能够帮助到你去有呢个嘅宣教嘅使命，就系话去见到神。
You have confidence of the kingdom authority, but you also have the experience of God's reality.
啊，我哋要明白神嘅国度嘅权柄。第二就话我哋需要去明白呢个，我哋要去有经验去有遇见神。
And there's so many examples of people experiencing God's reality in the Bible. I'll pick 3. Moses. Pick Moses.
圣经当中有很多的地方基督徒去遇见神，而人生当中有改变。
Right? Moses believed in God, right?
摩西去相信神。
But he met the reality of God when God appeared to him in the theophany of the burning bush on Mount Sinai.
当在个西奈山的时候，摩西见到神，但神是显现出一个烧着的树。
See, it's one thing Moses believed in God prior to that, right? But once he hit that theophany, God appearing in the burning bush, right? Wow! He experienced God's reality.
就话摩西之前他因为相信神，但在西奈山的当中，他见到一个烧着的树。这个烧着的树同佢说话的时候，佢见到呢、这个，即系佢真系遇见神，佢将佢生命当中有改变。
And what happened at right after he meets the Lord in the burning bush？
当摩西去见到神呢、这个嘅神喺呢个嘅烧着嘅树嘅时候，摩西嘅生命有咩改变呢
？God sends him out, and was an easy mission. He had to meet the Pharaoh.Of Egypt, the most powerful man in the world.
啊，神系差遣摩西去见呢个法老王，系一个唔容易嘅工作。但系佢当佢见到呢个嘅烧着嘅树神嘅时候，佢去听神嘅说话，佢去。
And not only did he have to meet Pharaoh, he had to challenge Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go out of slavery."
摩西唔单止系去见呢个法老王，就系去仲挑战呢个法老王，就话。你俾我嘅子民离开呢个嘅埃及。
Moses gained the strength and power to do that through the experience of God's reality in the bush.
摩西佢点有能力去做到佢要做嘅嘢咧？就因为佢见到神。
But the pre-burning bush Moses couldn't do that.
但系摩西佢相信，虽然佢之前佢相信，但系冇真正去见到神嘅之前，佢冇呢个胆量去做到。
Many of you in the devotional class are studying Isaiah.
咁我哋上堂有学到关于以赛亚书。
Isaiah believed in God prior to Isaiah 6, the vision that he gets in the temple of God.
在以赛亚书第六章之前，以赛亚已经有相信这个神。
But there's a difference between Isaiah prior to Isaiah 6 and Isaiah when he experiences that vision of God's reality in the temple.
但在以赛亚书第六章就说呢，以赛亚是怎样去遇见神。所以在第六章之前的以赛亚和第六章之后的以赛亚有不同。
And what happens right after Isaiah's vision in Isaiah 6, meeting God and experiencing God's reality in the temple?
在以赛亚书第六章里面讲到，就话以赛亚在这个圣殿当中去遇见神，有什么事发生？
He sent out on a mission and not an easy one. He says, God says to him, who will go to preach the gospel when people will never, never listen?
神是显现给以赛亚，跟以赛亚讲话，边个愿意去出去跟这些人去说话，这些人是从来都不会相信我。
Isaiah says, I will go. He couldn't do that before Isaiah 6.
在以赛亚第六章之前，以赛亚不能够做到，就是说他以赛亚在第六章，在个圣殿当中，以赛亚遇见神，以赛亚就说，我愿意去。
God brought an experience of God's reality to his life. And then he said, I'm going.
在以赛亚第六章的时候，他遇见神，遇见神之后就说，我愿意去。
Just one more example. Again, there are tons of examples in the Bible. Just give one more. I only have time for one more. Abraham. Abraham believed in God, right?
给你一个例子，就说这个亚伯拉罕。
But then he experienced the reality of God, right? When God came down and met with Abraham and said, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations, more than the sand, all the grains of sand on the beach here.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他是相信神，但是就知道神直接的跟亚伯拉罕讲，就说你是一个种地的之父，你的子民会多到好像沙这个天那么多。
He says, I will bless you, Abraham. I'll make you a blessing.
就说神会跟亚伯拉罕讲，我将你的生命成为一个祝福，我会将你的生命成为祝福。
But if you read that account in Genesis, what's the next line? Get out! Get out! Get out!
但之后怎么样？神跟亚伯拉罕讲，你要出去。
You're on a mission. Get out there.
就说你是背着这个的使命，你要出去。
Go to the promised land.
就说你要带这个子民去这个迦南地。
Those are just three examples. It's all over the place in the Bible.
这个只是这个教会当中的三个的例子，其实在圣经当中有很多不同的例子。
Whenever somebody moves from just belief to an experience of the reality of God, they hear God say, get out of here, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your security zone.
因为就说当人去真的去遇见神，去听到神的时候，人生就有改变。什么改变啊？会就是要出去做这个使命。
And of course that's hard. Because we're into control. We want to be God. We want to control. We want security. We don't care about anything else. It's about us.
这个使命是很困难。为什么？因为我们喜欢舒适，我们活在这个安全地方，我们不想走出这个我们的安全土。
But God
never, 我们要出去做。
He never calls someone without sending them out. Never.
若然我们不能够走出这个我们自己的安全岛的时候，我们不能够去做这个
责任。God never blesses anyone except if you're a blessing to others.
若然我们不敢去做差传的时候，别人就没得到这个祝福。
God never takes away your sin, never heals you on the inside with a coal from his holy altar. Unless he says, who will go? Who will go?
就说神会是去将人去有改变，好叫人能够去相信，也都是之后有改变的时候，他都会出去做这个宣教的使命。
You know, talk to people, even today, who experience the reality of God, is I can't help it. I got to do what God called me to do. I got to do it.
所以你同一啲宣教士去讲嘅时候，佢哋真系人就真正去相信主嘅时候，佢哋内心会同你讲，就话我真系要，真系我好想出去同人哋去传福音。
I'm not saying you're not a Christian, but if you say there's no need for me, there's no need for me to shout out on a housetop that Jesus saves. There's no need for me. You're a pre-Moses Bush Christian.
你可能是一个基督，有些人是一个基督徒， 就会觉得话我唔需要嘅走出去同人哋去传福音啊。既然系咁嘅时候，你系一个未真正见到神嘅一个基督徒。
You haven't really met the reality of God.
你未真系真正见到神嘅真实。
Because anyone who's met the reality of God in Scripture goes out.
因为每一个见到真正神嘅人咧，这个基督徒都会出去做宣教。
They're thrust out in mission.
你会系出去做宣教工作。
So as you'll see on slide 6, what's the main source then? Those are sources, right? We looked at confidence in kingdom authority, experience of God's reality. What's the source? Verse
19. 所以我睇就话我哋去我点样做宣教咧？就系知道呢个嘅世界系神嘅呢个角度嘅权能，亦都系有俾到我明白就话呢个神嘅存在。我最重要话点样我能够继续做到咧
？Verse 19. Says the main power you get in mission is right there. Jesus says, for their sake, for them, I sanctify myself.
在第十九节就是一个最重要的我做宣教的能力。就话在第十九节我话，为了他们，我献上自己，使他们藉着真理可以圣洁。
He left heaven, come in a crumbling world.
耶稣基督去来到这个破坏的世界。
He really got out. I came down.
他离开舒服的这个天堂。
Jesus put on human flesh in all its weaknesses.
他来到这个他带来上这个世上造成肉身去有着这个身体。
Our call is only to just go out of your comfort zone.
我们作为人的只是说叫我们离开我们自己的舒适的地方。
Jesus got out of heaven.
耶稣基督他自己离开个天堂来到这个地上。
Jesus got out of the Father's love. The Father shunned Jesus on the cross.
耶稣基督他离开个天父的爱来到这个地上。
He turns away and curses Jesus because he is made sin.
但是我们去不相信耶稣基督。
Jesus goes out of life itself.
耶稣基督去自己的去离开这个天堂去来到这个世上去拯救人。
And he does it for you, the believer.
他为着的是我们这班不相信他的人去做。
Jesus' mission is he really gave up everything, right?
耶稣基督他的使命就是说去拯救一世人。
And when you see that with a faith view, see it. When you see that, that will strengthen you to move out.Little by little, move out because you're sent on God's mission.
所以我作为基督徒，我哋能够睇到耶稣基督嘅生命，佢点样去差传，佢点样去差遣嚟到呢个世界地上呢个宣教嘅时候，能够帮助到我哋作为人嘅生命，点样我哋自己都能够去跟从去做呢个宣教嘅使命。
You know, it's kind of like I know this illustration is falls short, but you know.When somebody saves your life, you're indebted. You're indebted to them, right? You're going to do a lot of things for that person, right?
我做一个例子就话，若然有一个人去救咗你嘅时候，你会去点样去回答佢？你为到呢个人去做好多嘢。
Only when you see Jesus rescuing you, will you be willing to go out and risk things for Him.
耶稣基督去拯救我哋，我哋愿意去活出我哋嘅生命，系为咗耶稣基督咧。
You know, it was many years ago.Many, many years ago. Hey, I liked corporate America. I liked business. I liked my life then.
如果牧师他在很多很多年前他很喜欢这个工作这个社会的工作。
You don't think it's a dream life to be in New York City working as a young person?
牧师之前他是在一个社会当中在一个的经济的当中是工作。
Wow! But little did I know, 4 or 5 years later, God says, go! Go out!
就说在一个年轻的时候在纽约社会的工作是很好但是他听到就说神 的宣告就说你要出去。
Little did I know, it's like Isaiah.Where nobody would listen, but that's besides the point.
呢个实圣经好似咁讲，就话喺以赛亚咁样，就话以赛亚听到神嘅嘅差遣。
In order to be a blessing, you need to know about God's blessing for you, right?
既然你需要成为别人嘅祝福，你需要去明白呢个嘅真正嘅祝福。
And maybe you're depressed because your ambitions are too small in life.
可能我哋觉得我哋自己嘅生命好渺小。
You're being smothered by the smallness of the purpose of your living.
我哋可能会睇到我哋生命，我哋好多嘅人生入边当中，自己都好多嘅问题。
Because your goals are about you.
因为喺我哋人生嘅生命嘅目标系为咗我哋自己。
It's not for something that will last.
我喺度就话我哋所睇呢个嘢其实唔系永恒。
Jesus says, if you're sanctified, set apart in the gospel, if you're holy, you will be into the world.
耶稣基督就话，若然你能够去跟随我嘅时候，你就同我一起去入呢个世界。
In fact, that's the only way you know your holiness isn't the sort of moral self-effort, right? That's what we're not talking about moral self-effort here.
我哋唔系话讲到我自己能够点样去改变我哋嘅道德观念。
On the other hand, there's no fear and disdain, no disgust at the world, right? If you're of the world, you're just lured, you're just mesmerized by the world, that you want things from it.
我哋唔系话要去恋爱呢个世界。
That's something that's dangerous too, right?
呢个都系好危险嘅工作。
No, we're set apart. We're made holy if you're a Christian and a follower of Jesus.
我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋去跟随主耶稣基督。
And you're to show others that God is rescuing the world.
我哋去跟随耶稣基督，我哋去拯救呢个世界。
And yes, you're undergoing a change for that to happen in your very life.
而我哋自己人生嘅生命都需要一个改变。
You know, it's I'm out of time, but it is amazing. In verse 21, I'll just read it again for you. Verse 21, I pray, says Jesus to God the Father, that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
在二十一节讲就话，使他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
In case we missed that, it's on slide 7. He says it in two verses later, verse 23. He says the same thing twice in three verses.
其实这个说话在跟着之后的二十三节都是同一样的说话。
He repeats again, same truth, verse 23, I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me.
在第23节的耶稣基督同一样是这样讲，就说我在他们里面，你在我里面，好使他们也完完全全地合二为一。这样世人便知道我是你差来的，而且知道你爱他们，就像我爱一样。
Why do we implore you constantly to practice gospel community?
为什么我们需要不断地跟大家讲，就是我们需要一个的福音的团体呢？
Because that friendship that's linked.Of Christians in Jesus Christ is more powerful than tracts.
因为我哋同我哋人中间嘅关系，我哋同神嘅关系系个福音带出嚟嘅重要多过我哋会睇一啲传单。
According to this text, it's more powerful than any witnessing program or even maybe sermons.
我哋同神当中嘅关系俾人哋见到。是好过一啲嘅可能一啲嘅见证嘅分享。
Your friendships with other Christians, as you show the world that, becomes a powerful witness for Jesus Christ.
我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋弟兄姊妹嘅关系，我哋当中嘅关系俾别人见到嘅时候，系一个好好嘅一个能力。
That's what it says in the text.
圣经里面讲，我就话呢个系好重要嘅呢个福音嘅能力，俾人嚟见到。
That's why we implore you to get plugged in some small group.
所以点解我哋所以成日都提点大家，我哋一定需要一齐嘅有一个团体嘅生活。
Because As you very well know, it takes a lot of effort to cultivate and become a friend.
因为我知道我们需要很多的时间，需要很多能力，我们才能够一起成为一个团体。
There'll be a lot of hurt, a lot of rubbing each other the wrong way.
在一个团体当中，我们可能会互相的去摩擦。
But if you show the world that you can forgive, that you're united in Christ, according to these verses, that would be a greater witness than giving them a tract.
所以我作为一个我们在一个教会当中，我们基督徒有一个团契，无论经过摩擦当中，但我们互相的能够去互相的去原谅，互相的支持，呢一种嘅关系系一个最重要、一个好美丽嘅见证嘅分享，呢个嘅能力。
I'll close by just reading verse 18 and 19 again. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And verse 19, and I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth.
第18节经说，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣。 要他们因真理成圣。
Oh Lord, there's so much here to tap into.
主，我们入面当中有好多嘅内容，我哋需要去讲解。
But Lord, we just have to take little steps at a time. We have to admit that we're not a people of mission.
我哋自己去认真嘅睇，就话我哋唔系做得好好去做一个宣教嘅使命。
That we have faltered in that purpose.
我们没好好地做好这个目标。
But thanks be to God that you welcome us despite our sinful tendencies.
虽然我们在一个罪的当中的时候，我们做得不好的时候，主你仍然的去带领我们。
And this still is the gospel age where we can practice repentance and faith and turn from our waywardness back to you.
仍然让我们有机会的去 求饶恕，我们去得到这个饶恕，我们能够去归返于你。
Lord, it hasn't been easy the last 2.5 years with the pandemic.
在过去的两年半当中，在这个疫情不是一个易的生命。
But as you can see through example after example in the scriptures, it was never easy for anyone.
但在圣经里面，我们看到就是说，历史教导我们，人的生命不是一个容易的生命。
No matter what the circumstance, it was always hard to go the way of the cross.
是，我们是去做一个宣教生命，背着这个十字架，不是一件易的工作。
But Lord, may we believe in your word.
主，让我们去相信你的话语。
May we trust in it so that we can obey it.
让我们去相信你，使我们能够去跟从你。
May we be able to experience the reality of God.
让我们去感受到你的神的真实。
So that the world will see that Jesus was sent. Jesus was sent here to bring in your kingdom.
让我们好叫我们能够都做到出这个宣教的工作，就是说耶稣基督他自己都是去差遣来这个世上去拯救我们。
Oh Lord, we live certainly in a day and age that's very hostile to Christianity.
这个世界是对基督徒很大很多的阻挡。
And so it won't be easy to go tell others about Christ.
不是一件易事去跟人家去分享的福音。
So please strengthen your people. Strengthen us today.
所以今天我求主给到我们的能力。
Until you come back, Lord, may you find us faithful.
让你主来之前，让我们都能够去见到我们一个信心去做到。
Strengthen us today.
求主来给到我们的能力。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我这么祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。我们回应今日的讲道，我们唱诗，圣灵啊，神。